This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. AAA figures there's going to be about a 7% bump in Americans traveling 50 miles or more from home this Memorial Day weekend. About which, two things. Number one, get on the road early. Also, drive carefully. But number two, a whole lot of those people are headed to cities. Orlando and Vegas, New York City. And this is after years of people gravitating to parks and rural parts of the country to try to stay safe during the pandemic. So on the leisure beat today, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more on the return of urban travel.
In the city with arguably the most iconic tourism campaign in the country, this probably doesn't come as a surprise.
Las Vegas is the city in the United States that is most reliant on a single industry.
That's Steve Hill, CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, who says while the pandemic gutted the local economy, this Memorial Day weekend,
we're projecting 335,000 visitors this weekend. I mean, that's full.
He says except for some tourism from abroad that's still lagging, the pandemic is fully in the rearview mirror.
The comfort levels that folks have now really lend themselves to going back to those big cities.
Morning Consult analyst Lindsay Roschke says Americans are budgeting for trips they couldn't take during the pandemic. Cruises, international travel, and cultural experiences, like live music.
We actually just launched our new summer campaign, You're In For A Show.
Wesley Lucas is with Visit Austin. They're advertising the city's music scene to folks in LA, Chicago, and Nashville this summer to get even more people to Austin. Among the big acts this weekend, blues guitarist Tab Benoit at Antone's. Lucas says Austin hotel revenue is up and occupancy rates are high. And the city plans to add 1,600 more hotel rooms by the end of the year. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.